sterling. A 10-year low. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is on the line for us from London of Seven Investment Management. Justin, where are we at with sterling? How did it plunge this morning?
Well, we've seen further weakness, and it's not really very surprising. You have to be, I think, quite careful. Don't look at individual days. You have to look at the trend that's there. And what you had is, ever since we had the referendum vote, we saw sterling weaken, obviously against euro, but also against the dollar as well. And it's been basically bouncing around. However, the longer-term picture is it's going to get weaker, as you were describing with regard to the car industry. The dreadful Brexit word is dominating this. Because what's the one word that actually controls an economy, whether it's car industry or anything else? It's confidence. And so what you're seeing now with the weakness of sterling is a complete lack of confidence. And people will therefore, if they're pricing in another currency, finding one which is stronger, the euro, obviously the dollar. Sterling, I'm afraid, is not going to find many friends because the government doesn't seem to know what it's capable of actually doing. And the threat of a no-deal agreement, I think, is only now beginning to actually sink into people what it actually means. And sadly, it has seemed to sunk into our political leaders.
92.7p against the euro. That was early afternoon trade. We also heard this morning, I presume it's feeding into it, that the UK economy shrank a little in the second quarter.
Yes. If it shrinks for two quarters in a row, that's a technical recession. But again, let's put it in perspective. The global economy has had a boom, and some of the boom never feels like a boom until you go back to it afterwards. But now we're seeing a general slowdown all over the world. And so China has been slowing down, not exactly helped by the trade wars with the United States. The American economy has been booming away because, frankly, it's on a sugar rush at the moment. It's got cheap money, had taxation changes, and above all, what they've done is boosted consumer confidence, which is between 65 and 70% of the American economy. What you're seeing is diametrically the opposite now in the United Kingdom. Confidence is waning, and so people are finding themselves now with pockets they don't want to dip into anymore, or if they're going to, they'll wait until they feel more confidence, and that will be deciding what happens on Brexit and depending which way that goes. But at the moment, I don't think anyone's going to be betting on sterling becoming much stronger in the near term.
Okay, Justin Urquhart-Stewart, thank you indeed for that from London.